Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. So you may or may not know this, my friends, but DVM 360, we have DVM 360 Vet Student Ambassador programs in the country and around the world. And so joining us today is one of our good friends and veterinary student for DVM 360 Vet Student Ambassador, Jovi Jacob. How are you, my friend?
I'm absolutely doing good. How are you?
We're good. Thank you so much. So just to tell our listeners a little bit more about you, and then we're going to dive into a little bit more about you too. You're a veterinary student from Apollo College of Veterinary Medicine in Jaipur from India. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
That's great. I'm so glad I got that right. So we're so glad that you're with us, and thank you for being with us for DVM 360, because yeah, I know you're one of our biggest fans, and we had to have you on the podcast, of course. So,
thank you, Dr. Christman. It gives me immense pleasure to share this platform with you.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, we're watching all your success that you're doing on social media and some of your research that you're doing. It's really wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about some fun facts about you first. That you were elected as an outstanding delegate for the CCC Continuous Crisis Committee under International Model United Nations, where young delegates share their innovative ideas against a global crisis or emergency situations. So tell us about that.
All right, it happened in the lockdown period, and yeah, it was a continuous delegates competition of around 7 hours. And around 201 participants from across the globe was there. And I was chosen as the outstanding delegate. It's the second position after the best delegate. And it's recognized by the UNDP, UNESCO, and we get a certificate of Australian Embassy.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, and speaking of like crises that are happening, I know India is undergoing a serious crisis with COVID right now. How are you? How are the vet students making out? How are the families? Talk to me.
Yeah, vet students are, so recently we have a program that is being initiated, and vet students and veterinarians are allowed to vaccinate people. So I guess this is a big move to help the vaccination process in a very rapid pace, which I think it might help to decrease the surge that is happening in India right now.
Yeah, it's a very big surge. And, you know, it's scary, of course, I mean, through this entire pandemic. So how has that been for you as a veterinary student? Are you virtual now? Are you remote? Or what are most of the veterinary students doing over there in India?
Yeah, we all are doing in virtual classrooms, and it's pretty tough to cope up with this challenge at this point of time. Like, we don't have any practicals, like hands-on practice. We don't have that right now. And it's been a pretty tough case, but we have to cope it. That's how it goes.
Share with us a little bit about veterinary school in India. So if you're a high school student and you want to be a veterinarian, where do you go from that point forward?
All right. As a pre-vet student, we have the central examinations that are being conducted by the National Board Examinations. And based upon your marks first, based upon your ranks first, and based upon the preference of your college, you are appointed, you are allotted a college. And that's how you get into a vet school. And after we're getting into vet school, the diversity starts within the name itself. It's BVSC and AH, Bachelor of Veterinary Science and Animal Husbandry in India. And along with veterinary subjects, we also have animal husbandry subjects like livestock production management, in which we study about types of houses, types of housing, the terrains that are used, and all stuff like that.
So is veterinary school, I believe it's 5 years there, I'm going to say?
Five and a half, including internship of 1 year.
Okay, I got it. And like you were saying, there's so many different diversities within your veterinary education curriculum, correct?
Yeah.
Where do we see the future Dr. Jovi Jacob?
To be honest, I haven't been sincerely finding out, but I have my interest set in research works, and I would love equines. And I would love to see myself as an equine surgeon in a US state.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Well, we would love to have you over here. We need your help. So that would be great. To our listeners, here's another fun fact about Jovi is that he published review articles in one of the NAAS rated journals. And he also did an article for us in DVM 360. So tell the listeners a little bit about that article.
Yeah, I started in probably in the late winters, I guess. And it took me around 3.5 months to complete with the write-up part. And it was a pretty tough job, to be honest. And we did it, but I started with urine analysis in animals.
Yeah.
My topic for the case was urine analysis in animals, and in which I did difference and the fun facts that are included in urine, which we all neglect. And for veterinarians, it's one of the key factors to differentiate the diagnosis and help in diagnosis. And also I did some immuno and cancer therapies included in that.
Yeah, I mean, this is why we call it the golden fluid in veterinary medicine. You get so much information out of it, you know, from urine specific gravity to ketones, to white blood cells, to the sediment. And then just to your point too, there are now urine diagnostic tests for cancer screening. So it's come such a long way, really has. So what inspired you to enter the world's best profession?
All right. So my interest started when I was in high school. I did volunteer in some of the shelter homes that has a wide arena of species like cows, cats, rabbits, dogs. What I did was nothing but just to feed in helping in feed management, in data entry when it's a high risk. And we also have a program called ABC, Animal Birth Control Program, that is practiced in India to neuter and spay the street dogs. So I also participated in that. I also did my best in that. And that's how it grew my interest in the veterinary profession.
And are there, I know there's so many animals that we love in this profession. Are there a few that really attract you that you really like to learn more on?
Yes, equines. My love for equines won't fade away.
So is there a particular breed of horse that you like more than the other?
We have here Marwadi.
Okay.
That's a spectacular breed with its typical gait. And I love that.
Yeah, they do have a beautiful gait, don't they? Absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
So throughout your journey in veterinary school, so what has been, what are the courses that you say, I'm so glad I'm done with that. And then what has been a course that you absolutely loved?
To be honest, I don't like any animal husbandry subjects.
Oh. Okay.
But my love for pathology has been set in, and for medicine and pharmacology. You know, something that crazy drives me into pharmacology and dealing with drugs and playing with drugs, and how if the mechanism of actions that they play into your body is amazing.
Yeah, learning about the PKAs and area under the curve and bioavailability, it's absolutely fascinating, the pharmacology of medicine. So it is fascinating. And then pathology, my goodness, the best words exist on the planet in pathology. You got severe, diffuse, acute, locally extensive, necrotizing, hemorrhagic gastroenteritis. Great words, right?
Yeah.
So that's great. So what advice would you give to our listeners that are interested in becoming a veterinarian, both, you know, in the United States, in India, and around the world?
All right. Being omniscient isn't the criteria of being into a vet school. And I believe in quality rather than quantity. And sometimes it's okay to say that I don't know, but having a learning attitude is all that it needs. And it's a key factor in determining you. And everything's going to fall place at the right time, at the right time. And you just need to hang on, relax a bit, and do your best.
I like that you said that. And I truly mean this too. Like, I hire attitude and train for aptitude. And that is so important. If you have a great, strong, positive attitude about being a veterinarian, being open to learning different opportunities, because you and I both know there's just so many different things to learn in this field. So, you know, we could train you those things. But if you come in with a great attitude and a good work ethic, that's everything. So that I like that you said that too, because having a positive attitude is great. And just being open to learn, because, you know, as soon as once you get that beautiful degree of a veterinarian, you know, we're going to be here to help support and nourish you with your education for years to come, because you need that continuing education. So that's wonderful. And then, you know, we talk about you as a veterinary student, but we also know, I know a fun fact about you is that you love to work out. So you're totally the fitness freak. So tell me a little bit about that.
I usually train myself 3 times a week, but at these COVID cases, I'm preferentially doing home workouts, and it varies from HIIT to cardio to LIT, and it goes on. Cool. And also, I was judged second in National Taekwondo Championship at my mid-school.
That's great. Congratulations. So to the listeners that don't know what he's talking about with HIIT, so it's high intensity interval training. Look, I know what you're talking about because I'm a fellow fitness now.
Yeah, you too are a fitness freak. I know that.
Yes, I get you. So, but yeah, that really gets the heart rate up too. But that's so important for like your mental health and your well-being, especially with what our friends in India are going through right now with COVID. You need to have that outlet to make sure you check in and take care of yourself.
Yeah, it also stimulates your endorphin hormone, and it helps you to drive in and take care of your mental peace at the same time.
It really does. And we need that more so than ever. So Jovi, where can we find more information about you? Are you on Instagram?
Yeah, my Instagram ID is futurevetjovjacob. And anyone can DM me at any time. I'm always up for any questions.
Yes, and I do want to personally thank you on behalf of DVM360 and Fetch for all your support. And one of our big, I truly mean this, you are one of our biggest fans. And it's so nice to sit down with you and get to chat with you. And we're so proud of all your achievements and success. And we're going to be here to root you on every step of the way. So thank you so much for joining us on the Vet Blast podcast.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Adam Christman.
My pleasure. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Remember, you can find us available anywhere. We tend to drop our videos on Thursday, so we're always happy to provide them. And we have further information about them on DVM360.com. So on behalf of myself and our DVM360 family, thank you so much for tuning in. Stay safe out there and always stay possum. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.